Welcome to another edition of the Language Headlines minicast from Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett. Two stories out of the Olympics that have just finished. At MSNBC, there's a dispute over whether the city is Beijing or Beijing. Beijing, by the way, is the most correct pronunciation. And at the London Times, Ben McIntyre talks about China's national effort to eradicate Chinglish, that awkward and sometimes funny mix of English and Chinese that shows up on signs and menus. That means no more corrugated iron beef or government abuse chicken. June Casagrande, author of Mortal Syntax, 101 Language Choices That Will Get You Clobbered by the Grammar Snobs, Even If You're Right, says in the Burbank Leader that often people ask her to comment on how technology is changing language, what with its acronyms and abbreviated words. She tells them it's no big deal and to not blame the children. She says, "My message is put down the mallet and step away from your kid's BlackBerry." In last week's ethicist column in the New York Times magazine, Randy Cohen responded to a reader who asked if it was okay if he, as a fourth grade teacher, tried to correct the regional accents of his students. Cohen replies, "You should not strive to make your students speak like network news anchors." No doubt that is not the last he's going to hear about that. On his Web of Language website, linguist Dennis Barron writes about an offense that has come to be called talking while Spanish. In the case, U.S. District Court Judge J. Thomas Martin ruled that an English-only policy at St. Anne Catholic School in Wichita, Kansas, violated no laws and that the school could, if it wished, expel children for speaking in Spanish on the playground. Michael Quinion gives the skinny on The Skinny in the 600th issue of his Worldwide Words newsletter. The short version of it is that it dates to at least as early as the 1930s and could, maybe, possibly, perhaps, simply have been coined as a way of saying the naked truth, with skin being the link between the two expressions. That's the skinny on the latest language headlines. You can find links to all of these stories on the website of Away With Words, Public Radio's call-in show about words and language. For Away With Words, I'm Grant Barrett.
Support for Away With Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com.